Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, third 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friends, Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa. We're talking about Black History Month. We're celebrating Black History Month with the two of them. This is my second interview that I've done this month on Black History. And I was asking, in the previous segment, I was asking Clara and Donald about if the connection to history and tradition that the kids seem to not have as much of as we used to have, but also whether there aren't some forces in the Black community that might be living in the past a little too much. And Donald, you didn't agree with me. You said you didn't see that, but I'm thinking of people like Jesse Jackson and his ilk. I call them race merchants. Everything seems to be whatever they see. They see nothing but Selma, you know, or something like that. And I don't know why we can't move on from that and learn from that. Use those experiences without having to act like that's the only thing that's happened. Go ahead.
When you say that, what happens is Selma events keep happening. So it's not like they're reliving Selma.
Yeah.
Do you think
Selma events are still happening right now?
Selma-like events, yeah.
Okay.
They do happen from time
Claire,
to time.
Do you think? What do you think about that?
Selma events are certainly still happening.
Can you give me an example?
They're happening differently.
The trials in Florida.
Yeah, okay.
Those are definitely.
You felt that was a racially motivated scenario down there in the Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. No, I'm very interested in your opinion.
We see that in after the trial is over in George Zimmerman's behavior.
Yeah, but isn't it dangerous though, Clara? Isn't it a little bit unproductive to take one trial, one case, one individual, and make it and balance that against all the other progress we've made? Isn't it a little unfortunate to do that?
I'm not saying you base it on just this one incident.
Yeah.
Because what happened is you had another incident, and some of these incidents are occurring that we don't see, able to touch and feel.
Right.
Are happening, and it's much more insidious now and not as overt as it has been.
Right.
So therefore it sort of slides under the table.
Right. Concern that I have, Donald, is that you know about some of the other cases, right? Like the knockout punch tragedies that are going on right now. In the last year we've had Black youths attacking white men and killing them, things like that. You know, we saw that several times. What I'm getting at is that there's violence and there's stupid things happening all over the place. But my question to you is, do you consider that to be representative of a lack of progress between the communities of Blacks and whites?
No. No. Good. No. I think there's been significant progress.
Yeah. So my question then, Claire, is aren't we sort of minimizing the progress if we dwell on the three Black kids who attacked the veteran and killed him, or the Trayvon Martin case, if we dwell on those?
I think what happens is a different way of reporting and how the media uses these incidents and elevates them.
I agree with that.
I think what's happening is
Hold on a second. Go ahead, Donald.
It's not about the people or black or white issue. It's about the law. Mm-hmm. I think it's why people are putting so much energy in it, because it is ambiguous. And I think that's the focus. It's not really on black-white relations.
Right. So what are some other ways that you think we serve America by celebrating Black History Month, Claire?
Raising folks' consciousness, and really using the Black History Month not just in celebration but informing. My daughter-in-law is putting together mm-hmm. a daily program at her job for Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And during each day, there's information and things that they're learning about a segment of a population that they really don't know that much about.
Yep.
And so it's partial celebration, but it's also partial information.
Right. Donald, what do you think?
I think it reminds me of Exodus and the Passover, where God told the Jews to every year celebrate mm-hmm. The Passover,
mm-hmm.
and that was to remind them that God's hand was in
mm-hmm.
In on freeing them from Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's very similar in that regard.
I think that's a good analogy. Donald, I need your website, please.
www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
All right. And Claire, you got a website?
Yes. ClaraVillarosa.com.
I love it when it's simple like that.
Right.
Two of my favorite people in the Brain Trust, folks, Donald Hunter and Claire Villarosa. We're celebrating Black History Month. When we come back, I'm going to ask them what advice they have to the black community in America about how we can make things better going forward. After these messages, 10 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.